tight ship. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
And I am PK.
Monty.
I don't do magic, Morty. I do science. One takes brains, the other takes dark eyeliner.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis.
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want.
About 5 seconds in, I think everything is sort of working so far.
Wow, it's kind of amazing.
What is
that? We're able to pull this off without OG.
We're about maybe 10 seconds in, and I feel like my dog is going to be the biggest problem we have, as he's already causing problems in the living room. So we'll
see. Surely you have a relative or someone that you can give this dog to.
No. Why? I've had him longer than you. I've been on than you guys have had me on the show.
That's not a relevant marker.
What are you talking about?
He's an issue.
He's the show.
He's got to go.
He's the show mascot. You can't do that.
He's the show mascot suddenly?
Yeah. Wow. You remember that?
There's a lot of quick advancement happening here.
That meeting.
And we already have a mascot. It's Sandwich.
Oh. All right. Well,
that's who we should have thought of to bring in today.
Well, it's a bit too late to do anything about that now, so.
It is. Yeah. It's too bad. I didn't even think of it.
Oh, well, he could be keeping Rocky busy right now, too.
Yeah, or, you know, he could be talking on the mic.
Well, you know.
Oh, wow, real nice, Will.
Also,
keep the dog. Get rid of Kev.
Wow.
Nice.
He's a big supporter of Big Kev's Geek
Stuff.
That's
the game you want to play today, Will? All right, we'll play.
All right, well, thanks for playing today on episode 551, which I've called so far, Shut Up and Take Our Money. Until we can think of something better, at least in the meantime.
I think that's an appropriate title because we're going to be San Diego Comic-Con product heavy today.
Yep, pretty much. And we've already given all our money to the MCU this year. So you figure that on top of it, it kind of plays out. But, you know, before we get started, we shouldn't forget that we do have a contest going on, Big Kev.
Oh,
we do. We do. All about that contest. You want to talk about that real quick?
Right. So we posted, and I'm sure that Monty will repost.
Yep.
The Hot Toys release video from San Diego Comic-Con. So this is everything Hot Toys showed at the Sideshow booth, things that are coming out this year. And Will says, well, at least the dog doesn't have an echo going on. Well, who's echoing, Will? Is it me? Is it Monty? You know, you got to help us out here. Monty, you do sound like you're in a large room, which is weird.
I am. I'm in my dining room right now.
Yeah, but it sounds like, I don't know. It sounds like the mic is picking up everything rather than directly your voice, which is strange. So I don't know. Maybe there's a mic setting we can explore with that.
I'll be honest with you. I got all this equipment very recently.
Yeah, I know.
So I have a few bumps and bruises to kind of go through to get it all together.
He says it's me. I'm the one that's echoing.
Oh, you sound fine on my end.
I'm echoing on Instagram, which I suppose is possible. Let's see if I can do something about that.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it's maybe something on my end. I don't know.
All right, well, see if that helps. I've changed some things. Wait, maybe.
Changed some things.
Yeah, maybe if I do this. All right, you can try that. We'll see how that works. So, Sideshow, in their infinite wisdom, shot a video of all the releases that Hot Toys is going to be putting out next year through them. Sideshow, as you know, the official U.S. distributor of Hot Toys products. Nope, he says it's still an echo. I don't know what to tell you. Well, I'll look at it when I get a minute. And we've posted that video, and the contest is name all of the products in that video that I feel are must-haves for me. Mm-hmm. So what that means is name all of the products in there that you think that I want to buy from Hot Toys this year. Now, if you're, if you listen to the show fairly regularly, this shouldn't be really a tough challenge. Not really. And we will take, now we're going to run this for two more weeks. Mm-hmm. So you got this and two more weeks. And all the entries, you can send those entries.
You can do two things. You can either email at bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 201-730-2547.
Right. And from all the entries we receive, all the correct entries we receive, we will then go in and we will pick one of the entries. So you have to have, well, first of all, if more than one person gets the entire thing correct, which I would be really surprised by, but okay, let's say it happens. Then we will take all the correct answers and we will randomly choose a winner from those answers and from those contestants, and they will get a fabulous prize. Do you got more info on that prize?
Well, do we want to explain what the prize is?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I don't know how we were able to pull this off, but the lovely folks over at Gotham Comics in Caldwell, New Jersey, they donated a nice little surprise for us. They gave us, those great folks, especially the guy that works there on the weekends.
Oh yeah.
Fucking awesome guy.
I heard a lot about that guy.
Yeah. He's cool. Anyways, we got a Walking Dead, Lucille bat.
Right.
And we also got, a collector's can of Coca-Cola for, Stranger Things. Which came out about a month and a half ago.
That's the new Coke formula.
It's the Coke Zero.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, there was.
I thought they released new Coke.
They did. But this is just one that I can send it to the Discord folks if they are.
Oh yeah, okay.
If they are ever so interested,
post it on the website. That'd be great.
No, for sure. And again, if you want to be part of the Discord, you can just go over to patreon.com/bkgeekstuff. And we have some lovely tiers and prizes for $1, $3, $5, $10 to be a part of this lovely program.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What a great thing it is to be a patron.
The Party On folks are the best. So we'll check out the video. The link will be in the show notes also for this podcast to make it a little easier for folks. And, we'll talk about you. We'll let you know when you win the prize in 2 weeks.
Did we not secure another part of that prize package?
Well, those were the two items right there.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you were negotiating with someone else as well.
Oh, those were the two. We could talk about that off mic later.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like.
All right. And of course, as a part of that prize package as well, you will receive one random collectible from OG's studio, Studio OG.
Correct. So, he doesn't know what that item is. I've been slowly taking some of those things, so he doesn't know. Yeah, just little by little. He doesn't know.
You never know. You know, it could be something big. It could be something small. It just depends if he's looking or not.
Exactly.
Speaking of looking, OG will be looking or is looking. When does Gen Con start?
I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, I thought.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, that was a travel day for him.
He go out early? I see. Well, OG is going out to Gen Con, so look for some updates from him. I'm sure he will be posting many things that you all can check out, and he'll have a full report, I'm sure, when he comes back. So that will be very exciting.
Indeed. All right, let's kick things off. I guess we'll do a smaller first half before we get into all the San Diego goodies that we want to talk about.
And with that, Mr. Monty.
Not yet. Sir. Oh. Not yet. Disney smashes global box office records. With about 5 months left in the year, it has already become the most profitable movie studio ever in 1 year, surpassing the $7.67 billion mark worldwide, which is, and they have a lot more big movies coming out between Frozen, sequel to Star Wars, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Disney now owns over 40% of the domestic market share, more than double its closest competitors, Warner Brothers and Universal, who each hold roughly 13%. Wow. Not everything Disney touches is gold. The studio did stumble with Dumbo and Fox's X-Men spinoff, Dark Phoenix, which was not a spinoff, whatever idiot wrote this article. You're right there? You need a lozenge?
I will live. Thank you.
One hopes. Can't do this alone.
Listen.
Right. And so if you're counting all of... Wow. Did Lion King really get $962 million already? What's it been out? A minute?
It's been... let's check Box Office Mojo. But, I mean, it has made a pretty good penny because no matter what...
Toy Story 4 preceded it by what, 2 weeks? They're at $917 million.
So according to Box Office Mojo, it is $500,000 away from $1 billion.
Yeah, so worldwide. Right. It's about to be another $1 billion film for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And there's still more to come.
There's a hell of a lot more to
Frozen
come.
Frozen 2, Maleficent, and Rise of Skywalker are still for this year. So they're going to, I don't know, what's worse than smash, shatter, devastate? Do you want to go get a drink, sir?
I have a drink here. I don't know what's going on right now, but.
Is it scotch? Because what the hell's happening?
I don't know. I wish I had a good answer for you, but I do not have one. I don't know. There's no cat here for me to blame this time, so I don't know.
Well, there you go. No excuses.
Definitely not allergic to the dog, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, a bunch of wise purchases by Disney, of course, is what facilitates this. Mm-hmm. Marvel, Star Wars, and, of course, their own franchises as well. Lion King, Aladdin, Toy Story. And it says here it's expected that – did Toy Story pass $1 billion?
I'm sure it did. Let's double check that real quickly.
But it's saying that, You know, the downside of that is if billion becomes the new benchmark, there's going to be a lot of films that fail by that benchmark.
That is true. It has worldwide $920 million.
Oh, so it is a little bit, is 80 million to go? I don't know. That's a tough one to cross.
Yeah, especially at this point.
It's been out for a couple of, well, it's close enough, isn't it? It's close enough to $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's close enough where you can round up a little bit and they're not going to get
failure.
Upset. Failure.
No, $999 million is a failure of a film.
You know, and we should probably also point out the fact that, you know, with Disney Plus rolling out, there's a good chance that within the next, and who knows, maybe 5 years, that Disney may be the biggest streaming service. It has a chance. Still has a long way to go, obviously. It hasn't even launched. But it has the potential to also be just as dominant in the streaming market as well.
Right. And I think it is it Will that points out, and then what, another billion a month when their streaming service starts? I don't know. How does that math hold up? I'm doing that math right now to see. Let's see, 1 billion. Let's see, 100 million, it's a million, 10 million, 100 million, billion divided by what? $8 a month, right? Isn't it $7.99?
Something like that.
Do $8 a month. So they have to have 125 million subscribers every month.
You know, better. And I
don't know. Is that a loss?
I mean, you know, the
worldwide, I see that.
Well, the thing is, at the same time, Netflix doesn't release all their numbers exactly, so it's a little hard to say in comparison. But
and I don't think Disney Plus is going worldwide either.
I think it's coming out like in certain markets, like a slow rollout, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
How many people are in the U.S.?
We figure how many households are in the U.S.
No, just like, yeah, people.
So according to the Googles, as of 2017, 126 million households.
So every household would have to have this in order for Will's dream of them pulling a billion a month in. It would have to be in every household.
Yeah, that's assuming that you don't go with a bigger package that may have Hulu or something.
300 million. Not according to the Googles, Will.
The Googles doesn't lie to us.
The Googles is our friend.
Not so much. You know, it's also worth pointing out, though, because the MCU obviously played a big role in this, Avengers Endgame came out on digital today. And it's also going to be out in Blu-ray in just a few more weeks on the 13th. So I just figured it was worth pointing that out. At the same time, for the, I don't know, like the 12 people that probably didn't get a chance to see Endgame. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet because I'm in the midst of watching The Boys, which I'm digging so far.
Did you get it on digital?
The Boys? Endgame. No. Yeah, no, I got it on digital.
Endgame. I'm sorry, did you move it? Did you move along to the next item?
Well, I was kind of segueing a little bit, unless you want to talk about
it. The Boys is already certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, I haven't seen a single episode yet, but I hear it's really, really good.
So I think I've seen the first three episodes so far, and I'm enjoying it a lot. It's a little different than the book, which we all expected. I agree. But it's still kind of like paying respect to everything. I think you would like it. I don't know how much of the book you've read. I think I've read like maybe the first 40 issues, give or take, somewhere in that realm.
I'm less than that. I have always meant to go back and read it in trades, and mm-hmm. I just haven't done that. So I've been debating whether I should wait and read the book first, but I don't think I want to because everyone says that the show is amazing. So I probably will do. You know, I probably will watch the show.
I think it's worth watching the show, and then you can catch up eventually. Just because it's totally different enough where, and I don't want to say anything. The only thing I'll say that's a little off-putting was hearing Simon Pegg in American accent. That's the only.
Is that off-putting?
It's because it's the first time I think I've ever heard him with American accent. So that was the only thing that was a little weird by any stretch of the imagination. But no, otherwise, no complaints. The show is funny, has some great music along to it.
Who is Simon Pegg playing?
He plays Little Huey's father.
Oh, is that how they did that? That's how they got around that?
Which totally works, and it doesn't feel forced or anything like that.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it was a nice, you know, to get him into the show, but not like a throwaway role by any stretch.
Right, and so... You know, we should say for people that don't know, the Little Huey character is based on Simon Pegg.
Yes.
So, and I guess they felt he had aged out of actually playing the role.
Mm-hmm.
So they managed to get him in anyway by making him the father of the character, which I think is really funny.
And again, like I said, it doesn't feel forced. It's fun. It's a really good show. And if I had more time, I would just sit and watch the whole thing. You know, probably straight through. Like, that's how good it is right now. So definitely worth people checking it out for sure.
Kevin Smith confirms Matt Damon will play Loki in Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Well, if anyone saw the trailer, he's right in the trailer.
Which isn't really too surprising. The only thing I thought was really cool is that more dates were released also for his the reboot tour.
So are we actually going to get this movie in theaters? Do you only get to see it if you go to this reboot tour? Because he did a movie that way, Red State,
mm-hmm.
where you only got to – and I saw it a couple of times on that tour and the Q&A and all that. And there were some backstage things that I got to participate in. But in all honesty, I'm still confused as to, are we getting an actual release for this film, or is it just on tour and then it goes to video or DVD or digital or whatever?
I'm not 100% sure myself.
I'm not sure either.
The line in the article here says, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot will start a theatrical roadshow in October, beginning with a 2-night Fathom Events premiere in select theaters. So I'm taking that as the movie's going to roll out in select theaters and it'll be in this whole roadshow thing at the exact same time.
I guess. I don't know. I don't understand why he's not just regular. I mean, if he wants to pop around and, you know, talk about it and all that, I'm all for that. But I just don't see why you wouldn't have a regular release. You know, there's a lot of people want to see this movie. And what if there's no roadshow stop near them or no Fathom Events near them? You know, there are places where there aren't Fathom Events. So what, they just got to wait for digital? That kind of sucks.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if there's more details like kind of coming out that they're going to release or what. So
what I think is really funny also is that I think I'm right again in saying that it sounds to me like some of the notes, if you will, that would have been Clerks 3 are ending up in this movie. So being that that's the case, I find it very interesting, and I'm even more interested in seeing or reading that Clerks 3 script. Or, you know, I wish I was going to that special event where he was raising money.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're going to read the Clerks script with Kevin Smith and friends, which, again, I imagine will be the entire cast minus Jeff Anderson, because, you know, I think he would get stoned out of the theater. And I don't mean stoned like with weed. I
Not
mean
in
with
a good rocks.
Way. Yeah.
He is going to be stopping somewhat locally over here at in Asbury Park.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they're going to be doing the roadshow over here. So I'm sure all the guys from the Secret Stash are going to be there as well.
Udalali.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of debating on going to the thing. But if you want front row seats, they are available for the low, low price of about like $800.
Yeah, again, no.
Yeah, you can sit in the back for about maybe 40, but...
Let's put it this way. If you're any kind of fan of Kevin Smith and you haven't seen him live yet, you're just lazy. Because he's everywhere live. He does every big convention. He does some huge panel at those conventions. He does small conventions where he does big panels as well. I saw him maybe 2 years ago in Atlantic City at like the Atlantic City Comic Con or some such thing. It was a nice little show. I don't know if they did it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I went there and I hadn't seen Kevin in a couple of years at that point. You know, and I walked in the room I walked in the room and of course there's maybe 80 to 100 people in there, which for Kevin Smith is a small crowd, you know, because not a lot of people at that con. But there was a lot of, you know, like Jay was there, all the guys, mm-hmm. you know, all the guys from the Stash were there and all that. But that's what I mean. If you haven't seen Kevin Smith live and you're a Kevin Smith fan, you're just lazy.
And
he does enough live stuff where you should be able to see him.
For sure. Cause if you get a chance to bump into him, you know, before, after a show, that's always fantastic. Cause I got to meet him, at work. I want to say it was maybe 2010 or 11, something like that. And the guy was fantastic. He answered all of my questions. We just kind of BS'd for a little bit. And it got to the point where it's like I kind of had to go back to work because I just...
Right.
You know, he kept talking so much and asking me questions about my job. So it was pretty cool, you know, in that way. So
Will says, Kev did say he was going to rewrite Clerks 3. Yeah, but if he's going to rewrite it and remove Randall, there's no point in making the movie. You know, it's you don't make an Abbott film without Costello. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's a pair. Like you just can't. I hope that's not what he's doing. I mean, if he's rewriting it in such a way as to have Jeff Anderson participate significantly, or whatever it is that Jeff felt uncomfortable about, or whatever the situation is, I'm for it. But if it means no Randall in the movie, there's no point in making the movie.
Because he was such a driving force in it. So
that
it totally
Randall's
makes sense.
Funeral is the story that, you know, Dante has to learn how to live without Randall. I mean, it's just, that would be ridiculous. My opinion. Just my opinion.
No, we shall
see. Star Trek, the motion picture, getting a 40th anniversary re-release. Thank you, Fathom Events, for doing that. Now, if I were near a Fathom Event theater, I probably would go see that, even though it is the worst of all the Star Trek films by far. So,
which may be entertaining enough to go and see them in theaters because it's so bad. Go enjoy a good bad movie.
The 50th anniversary of the original series final episode was June 3rd, 1969. Well, that just passed. I didn't realize that that had passed in June. We probably could have marked that, you know, except for OG has never seen an episode of Star Trek.
Were you a big fan of the old Star Treks too?
I'm a big fan of all of them, all the ones I've seen. Now, I have not sat down and watched Enterprise yet. That's the last series I haven't watched. I think I may even have a season of Voyager or two seasons of Voyager to still kind of pull myself through, like with all the pain and misery that comes with trying to do that. Because I thought that show was terrible. I heard Enterprise is very good. I saw the pilot and I liked it. I just wanted to, you know, wait until it was done and then I can blow through it kind of thing. I have not seen the new series on CBS. I have not seen the CBS All Access series. I can't remember what that one's called. Discovery. I have not seen Discovery, and I will be getting CBS All Access for Picard. And it says an upcoming return to the Next Generation timeline. Did they say, I'm sure that Discovery is part of the regular timeline and not the Kelvin timeline, which is the timeline that gives us the Chris Pine, Captain Kirk. I don't know. I guess I have to look at that. Hey, do you know what timeline Star Trek Discovery belongs in? Give us a call at the GVM line.
201-730-2547.
And let us know what you think and what your opinion on upcoming Star Trek phenomena like Picard is. And you might hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hold on a sec.
All right. We're trying not to die here. You all right on your end?
Yeah, I'm good. It's just I might lose Instagram.
Oh, the poor Grams. Okay.
Well, if we take a break, I'll charge it up.
All right.
Godzilla, the Showa era films Blu-ray set coming from Criterion. Now, I would be extraordinarily excited about this, and I would be so into getting this, it would be unbelievable, except for one thing. Can you guess what the one thing is?
The one thing, it's not...
One thing that is not like making this a must-have for me.
Does it include everything? It's missing some things, right?
Well, let's say that it includes 1954's Godzilla, 1955 Godzilla Raids Again. Then it includes King Kong versus Godzilla, the 1963 U.S. release version, Mothra versus Godzilla, Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, Invasion of Astro Monster, Ebira, Horror of the Deep, Son of Godzilla, Destroy All Monsters, All Monsters Attack, Godzilla vs. Ghidorah, Godzilla vs. Gigan, Godzilla vs. Megalon, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, The Terror of Mechagodzilla. I think that's it. Yeah, that's all the ones it includes.
Yep, that's everything.
They're all in color. They're all in mono, which is fine because I think they were all made that way. They're all in Japanese with English subtitles and maintain their original aspect ratio. Okay.
All good.
Now, of course, there is a god-awful ton of special collector set features. They're all high digital transfers, obviously. The Japanese release version of King Kong versus Godzilla is also amongst them. That's under the collector's set features. Programs, interviews, all the usual things that had better come in a giant box set that has how many films in it? 100? It seems like 100.
Well, it seems eight Blu-rays for $225, that is.
Yeah? Okay, so now you have all that information, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not buying it?
Because you're a bigger fan of the Matthew Broderick 90s Godzilla.
That is certainly not the answer.
Was it because it doesn't...
What is one of the funnest aspects of 60s and 70s Japanese movies?
The fact that they screwed up the lines altogether. The lip sync.
There is no dubbed versions in this set. Which stinks.
Which was
because
that was the enjoyable part.
Part of the fun of watching those movies is the bad, awful dubbing that goes on. Now, don't get me wrong. I appreciate them in the original Japanese with subtitles. I don't have any problem with subtitles. Not really an issue for me. The issue is, though, you're taking away one of the most fun aspects of the set, which is those terrible translations and those awful dubs. I think that's really a miss here.
That's how I got into Godzilla. It was my dad showing it to me, like, look how funny this is. And then I started watching some more of the Godzilla films after kind of pointing and laughing at them.
Oh yeah. I mean, and I have to be honest with you, I heard about this box set that it was coming and it was in development. And I was really excited. And I would pluck down 2.25 for this box set if they had the dubs. Mm-hmm. No question. In a second. I'm not even that big a Godzilla fan. Now, Michael Morris, our friend Michael Morris, who does I'm sure, a number of podcasts. Which one is his? Is his Cantina Cast? I can't remember.
Sounds about right.
I think that's what it is. I don't remember. I know his wife's cast, though, is like Sabers and Spells. So check that one out, if only to hear her voice. It is amazing.
That's not the first time you've said that on the show.
I know. I keep saying it on the show because I want people to listen to, Spells and Sabers or Sabers and Spell, whichever one it is, and see what I'm talking about. The point I'm trying to make here is that Michael Morris is a huge Godzilla fan. So I will expect that Michael Morris will call us at the GVM line
at 201-730-2547.
Right. And I'm sure he'll leave us his opinions and impressions on the content of this box set.
I'm sure he will. By the way, another podcast. Remember we were talking about the Wolverine podcast that came out?
Yes.
It was going to be on Stitcher. They're also releasing it on iTunes for free already. But just with commercials. So they're, instead of waiting the year and change they did the first time.
Right.
They're just releasing it already. And I got to say, I'm three, maybe four episodes in. And again, it's another enjoyable podcast, just as much as the last one. I kind of hope that this becomes some kind of ongoing thing with Marvel, because this is something where if there was some kind of subscription base or some kind of, $5 for the whole thing where I can just kind of download it on iTunes, I would sign up for it. It's just, it's different storytelling from these characters that I don't think Joe Quesada has touched in this time. So it works out.
Let's not get crazy. we should probably take a break because we're running long and we got a lot of product to talk about.
All right. No problem. With that, Big Kev. I'm not used to being in this seat.
I know. I understand. With that, Mr. Monty, we will take our first and only break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 551, the one we're calling Shut Up and Take Our Money.
Build your own R2-D2, the ultimate interactive droid.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Call toll-free now on 877-544-6779 or go to buildr2d2.com and we'll send you your first monthly pack, including four magazines and model parts, all for just $9.99. Your R2-D2 model comes complete with voice recognition, sensors, remote control app and camera, plus magazines packed with fascinating behind-the-scenes facts. Explore the amazing world of building the galaxy, Joy Directory, understanding robotics, as well as your easy step-by-step assembly guide. Start building your favorite droid today. This offer is not available in stores, so go online to buildr2d2.com or call toll-free now and get your first monthly pack for just $9.99 today. Model Space.
Hi, my name is Steven Jevitt, and I play Trelawney in Red Dead Redemption 2, and I listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Yes, sir.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Because it's better than nothing, a slow drip of new releases as the summer trudges on. Grand Theft Auto Online opened a casino. As most companies fight to defend loot boxes as gambling, Rockstar opens a gambling house, where you can buy in-game money to gamble and lose. Which I have no problem with. Simply because it's an M-rated game. M for mature. It's not targeting 9-year-olds like most of these sick publishers. Also, it's GTA, so if you lose money, just rob the place. Last Friday, Wolfenstein Youngblood was released, the standalone DLC featuring BJ Blazkowicz's twin daughters, all grown up. At a low price of $30, this seemed like something to play. But unfortunately, it's got really bad word of mouth, ranging from not great to pretty uninspired. Luckily, id Software had another surprise up their sleeve, which was the stealth re-release of Doom. Doom 1, 2, and 3 are now available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. Priced at $5, $5, and $10 for Doom 1, 2, and 3 respectively, which by the way, anytime I've read respectively in a magazine while growing up, I always thought they were just being randomly polite. I was a dumb kid. The only catch is the ports are kinda meh, and they make you give an email address at the beginning of the game. Which isn't even DRM, but just some cheap move to get you on a mailing list. Because you actually don't need the internet to play. Publisher Bethesda commented that it was just a mistake, asking for emails was supposed to be optional. To which people commented, that's bullshit. But it will be patched out in the future. You know, because the internet made fun of them for asking for an email. Doom 1, 2, and 3 are available now on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. And finally, Fire Emblem Three Houses is out now for $60 on Nintendo Switch. A tactical, story-driven RPG. People seem to like these. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back. This episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 551. Shut up and take our money. You just heard some our good friend Coke Logic with another Game Stuff, and we also had our lovely friends over at Build an X-Wing.
Sounds like someone dropped their ball.
He did, and that ball is both myself and the dog for today's episode.
Build your own 1/18 scale X-Wing. It's the X-Wing you've always wanted if you ever played with Star Wars figures, but didn't realize that the ship you had with that awful red light bulb in the front, if you go way back to OG's era, you didn't realize that that wasn't in scale, not even close. But now you can get the fully scaled version, 1/18 scale, and you're going to want to get the deluxe version on that as well. There's kind of a standard and a deluxe version. You're going to want to get that deluxe version. You're going to get a whole bunch of additional items with it, like static figures. Those are the kind that don't move, like Hummels. Of the ground crew, you get a Luke Skywalker, some other things as well. You get that not troop transport, that sort of pilot transport vehicle. You get some landing lights and some other things as well. Definitely worth the value. The ladder, I think you get the ladder as well, I think is part of that. And this one has full lights and sound. It's got motorized, you know, we keep forgetting to say this, motorized wings. So the wings like lock out into the X, that's motorized. R2-D2 as well is there. And I believe he's lit up and all kinds of things with him as well, sounds and so on and so forth. So, yeah, you're definitely going to want to check this one out. And the best thing about it is this is one of those things, you know, we say it all the time. This is one of those pieces that you see at a con and you see one of these amazing ships that you'd love to have in your collection, but it's thousands and thousands of dollars. You can't afford that. I can't afford that. But you know what we can afford? We can afford to do it a little bit at a time and build the ship as we go. And then once you're done, you know, after receiving your monthly kit every month, which includes pieces to build, it includes, you know, the booklet about the pieces and about the ship and about Star Wars, all these great things, and you're doing it a little bit at a time. The next thing you know, you get this amazing collectible in your collection. And let me tell you, I mean, as far as display purposes go with your figure collection, or if you're a diorama guy, you don't get better than perfect scale. So there it is. Build your own X-Wing. Buildxwing.com. Check it out. Is there a phone number, Montres?
There is, at 877-544-6779.
Right.
Worth checking out. And also, again, worth pimping out Gotham Comics for helping us donating towards our lovely contest right now for people who want to try to win Lucille.
Gotham Comics.
Called Lowell, New Jersey.
Well, New Jersey. Right, so let's get to this product. Now, we're going to do this bullet style because OG, I'm sure, is probably already somewhere right now having a heart attack that we're running too long. So we're going to continue to blow through this. We're going to talk about Hot Toys, but only briefly because, you know, we have a contest going on and we don't want to give away too much about that contest. So, of course, Hot Toys showed a number of products in their lines, which include Star Wars and Monty. Mr. Monty put on here the Sith Trooper and the Darth Maul 12-inch figures. That would be Darth Maul from Solo. Now, of course, this has everyone angered. This piece has everybody angered, what? And rightly so. This is the same criticism that Hot Toys gets all the time, which is why Darth Maul, who was in the movie for 2 seconds, versus the main bad guy of the film, Paul Bettany's character, I don't know, anyone that they haven't done yet. How about Enfys Nest? If they wanted to do another character from Solo, it's a way better choice. You know what I really want also? I want a Tobias Beckett, you know, 12-inch. Where's that one? Over a character who's in the movie for 2 seconds and did squat. So they have Darth Maul here with his mechanical legs, and they have the, you know, all the pieces that you normally think. And they have him in all these great poses. We don't know that he can do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know? Well, we know some from Rebels, but not that much. Sith Trooper is basically a, kind of a really super deluxe version of a First Order Trooper, but in red.
Are you going to be getting any – are you – do you think these are going to be like in demand though from Star Wars fans, or do you think these are –
Troopers are always in demand. You know, that's why they make so many of them. Every time there's an opportunity. I feel like they've capitalized on that. Everyone's excited because Darth Maul was in that movie for 2 seconds, but there are people who are in the movie for the entirety of the movie who have zero representation in Hot Toys. I know they've done a Han. I know they've done Chewie. They might have done the Mud Planet Han as well. Mimbin. They might have done Mimbin Han. I don't know that they did Kira. I don't think that they did. I don't know. They didn't do Lando. I mean, they didn't do a lot from Solo, which everybody kind of understands because Solo didn't do that well, as we know, because of Episode 8. But to jump in there and do Darth Maul, I just think it's irresponsible. Furthermore, let's keep moving on because we got a lot to hit. Marvel, they have a lot of stuff from Endgame. A
ton of it.
A ton of it. The one Mr. Monty put in here is the one he ordered, I'm sure, which is the battle-damaged version of Iron Man. That's the Iron Man that dies. Oh, what? Did I give something away? Tough shit. You should have seen the movie if you're one of the three people who hasn't.
which I did order already.
and it is a great figure. It really is a great figure. Bunch of Spider-Mans as well, a bunch of War Machines as well. You know, they're really into those Iron Man and War Machine releases. They got a lot of them. And apparently I'm told that I should look. Now, I had some criticism online that I was dismissive of the Iron Patriot armor being in Endgame, but apparently I'm wrong. Apparently that armor was in Endgame. I just missed it. It was toward the end. So I don't know. I'll have to relook at it and see.
All right. In fairness, there was probably about like 700 characters on the screen at the same time. So could have been in the background. I could have missed it.
This I think is, I think it's a great design. Don't get me wrong. I'm just surprised that I'm surprised that Hot Toys chose to do it. But really, if we're being honest, it's a repaint of the other armor, more or less, maybe some minor changes. So not that big a deal. One of the things that I'm furious about is that the Rocket 6-scale figure from Endgame is $212.
It is pretty crazy expensive.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if it had something significant in it, or if it had an abundance of accessories or something, it just doesn't. It's just not worth $212. The guy's no bigger than like a Yoda, and Yoda was 170 or 160, whatever it was. Just doesn't make sense to me. It's a good figure, like they all are. Hot Toys is amazing, but just not into it. Iron Studios also had a lot of things to show as well, in all forms, DC, Marvel, Star Wars, everything. Oh, I don't know. Maybe not Star Wars. I don't think Iron Studios does Star Wars, but definitely Marvel and DC. So a lot of that stuff was really great. One of the things that stood out for me was the Noir Spider-Man and the Peter Porker statue from Into the Spider-Verse.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a must-get for me because I'm a fan of Noir. And I know OG is a fan of Spider-Pig and Noir. I think that's a must-get for him, too, I would imagine.
I'm honestly thinking about getting it for myself, too.
Nice. Well, they sold a lot that way.
Mm-hmm.
You put this Dungeon Master in here.
Yeah.
From the cartoon. That's from last year.
Oh, they advertised like it was brand new.
Yeah, well, maybe it's finally coming, but it's been advertised for a long time. Also, it looks like Freddy Krueger, a 6-scale figure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's doing that one? Is that Hot Toys?
That's Iron Studios.
Oh, that's Iron Studios. So that's a statue. Lots of Marvel statues. Again, a lot of Avengers and some of the comic properties as well. I think the most significant of these, if I may say, is that Black Panther. The Black Panther statue from Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's kind of like up against the wall.
Yeah.
And he's holding the gauntlet. I think that's the best of the lot there.
And I feel like they've been pushing that extra hard on their website too.
Well, as far as recently. Action poses go, I mean, you don't beat that one, I don't think.
No, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, really. And then also a couple of additional things as well. There was the Jurassic Park statue, all of them with the Triceratops, the sick Triceratops, which I thought was really neat.
Yep.
Really neato. Some other Marvel statues as well. Black Widow and the former Red Skull, but now somehow the Guardian of the Soul Stone was represented as well. NECA. Revealed a lot of things as well, including a Bob Ross bobblehead. Boy, Bob Ross's estate is really enjoying a resurgence.
I would love to know how much they make annually based on his licenses.
Right.
I mean, it's got to be killer.
Mezco showed a bunch of 112 stuff, which is great. I did manage to get via my bestest buddy, Wesco Scott, I did manage to get the Moon Knight. I did not get the Gordon, so that one's still out. And of course, I didn't tell you this, Monty. Of course, my wait list for Moon Knight mm-hmm. came through today after I already got the figure.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Of course it did. So I had to cancel that. Diamond Select surprised the hell out of everybody by showing a bunch of Disney live action product, including, it looks like, a range of figures for the movie Black Hole in 6-inch. Bob and Vincent and Maximilian with a bunch of accessories. They look to me like they are Diamond Select scale, so it might be that 7-inch scale. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to do the whole line. I would be impressed if they did. I doubt that they will. But it looks like in the background of that one picture, I don't know if you looked at it, Monty, mm-hmm. there's sort of a piece of the sort of the walkway of the ship, which yeah. I thought was really an interesting addition. If they're not intending to do more of them, I wonder why you would go through the trouble of including that. No one is going to display any of these characters sort of up against it. Maximilian looks too big. I don't know. I just think it's an interesting tell what it might be. And there's also the Mini Mates, or the Vinnie Mates, the Vinyl Mini Mates 2-pack of Vincent and Maximilian that is coming as well. And then a shitload of Rocketeer product.
A lot of Rocketeer.
Right. So first there's a new Rocketeer statue. It's the Gallery Rocketeer PVC statue. So that's kind of their, you know, plastic statue line. It's going to run about $50. It looks good. It doesn't look great. And it really, really looks too reminiscent, in my opinion, of an Electric Tiki Rocketeer statue from several years ago, maybe 10 or so years ago. Okay. It looks really, really reminiscent of that statue. So I'm a little... I would like to get better pictures of it than I have. There's a vinyl Mini Mate of the Rocketeer as well, which is really great.
That's a cute little piece.
It is. Yeah, he's kind of cute. And then, of course, there's the half-scale bust. Now, this is another thing that they've started doing, are these half-scale busts of characters that they have the license for. And Rocketeer is now amongst them, so that's a great product. And closing out, it definitely looks like, to me, it looks like a Diamond Select scale Rocketeer action figure, which I think is really, really great. Now, what I can see in the photo is that he definitely comes unmasked. Whether it's a swap-out head or whether you put the helmet on is still to be determined. Mm-hmm. He's got the rocket pack, obviously. He's got the blueprints for the rocket pack, which I think is a neat accessory. What would you call them? Fire effects, blast, rocket effects.
Yeah, the liftoff fire.
But there's no, in the picture that I have, there's no picture of the helmet. So I don't know what that means. There is another figure there. Which I think is also a statue, so I'm not sure why I haven't seen that particular stat. That is a statue, right? Or is that a figure? No, that's a statue.
It looks like a statue.
It looks like there's another statue there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we saw one with that base.
We did not see one with that base. That's true. Interesting. Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one. Right. And what other, were there other toys released? Of course, there was the full panel, at Hasbro where they discussed Star Wars and Marvel releases, all of which were pretty amazing. I think the greatest thing to come out of that, however, and I think this is no argument, is the sort of Lebowski Thor from Endgame, you know, the overgrown Thor with the, you know, with the pajama pants and the Crocs and all that,
mm-hmm.
as a build-a-figure in the next Marvel Legends wave. That wave is currently up for sale, and there are plenty of pictures of that Thor, so you can definitely check him out. And I think they're moving on with Star Wars as well. I'm looking to see if I saved, which I think I did. I saved San Diego. Star Wars picks. Did you hear or see about anything that you liked, Mr. Monty?
I mean, I'm big into the Hot Toys, so, you know, I wanted to make sure there was a few Hot Toys there. I kind of like the X-Men Sideshow statues. They kind of did a bunch of 90s-related X-Men figure statues, rather. I kind of like the, I think it was Cable, and it was a Gambit and a Rogue that they were showing, so I kind of like that setup. I couldn't tell if it was a oversized kind of like scene setting diorama that they're doing or what.
Right.
But except for the big players like there, the other exciting ones, the NECA figures, the cartoonish, they kind of look like the Scooby-Doo horror figures with Pinhead, Leatherface, and Michael Myers that we have in the prep sheet. I kind of actually really dig these figures, and I have some friends of mine who have kids who are big into horror, who actually would love to get these NECA figures for them.
Right.
And also they have the, I don't remember what they were called in the 90s, but like the squeeze heads.
Oh yeah. Mad Balls.
Yes. There you go. Those were,
I think that's it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I doubt that's what they're called now for these things, but, that's what they remind me of. So I would love to actually get my hands on some of the Mad Balls and the Scooby-Doo looking horror, figures.
Right. Okay. So I got a quick rundown here of, Hasbro, Mattel and Star Wars. So, in the sort of bikes line in the Legends, they're doing Space Ghost Rider on his bike, which okay. looks really cool. They're also doing Squirrel Girl on her scooter.
Okay.
Which is really great. They're doing a sort of a re-release. They're doing the Civil War Ant-Man or Giant Man in that case. Which was a Build-A-Figure back when that movie came out. And they're re-releasing him in his own package with some slight modification. So it's not exactly the same as the Build-A-Figure. It's going to be a little bit different. And then some of the characters we can expect to see in Legends. Dr. Doom, because I think they're about to start foraying into the FF. So Dr. Doom would be important for that. Comes with a couple of different versions of the mask. I think it's two. There's some swap out items there, so you get some play value out of it, or some, you know, time value out of it, meaning it can come from any era. Mimic, Shang-Chi, She-Hulk, Spider-Man, one of the many Spider-Mans that are coming out. Big item, Strongman. Which everybody has wanted for years and years, and they finally done it, and he looks really amazing. The Punisher, I can't remember which Punisher this is, but he's got the skull painted on his face, the camo pants. I can't remember what series that's from. It looks like the Vulture as well, classic Vulture. And then they're starting a line, it looks like, of what was that X-Men spinoff story? The one in the future. What was that called?
Days of Future Past?
No. The one with X-Men and... that one.
I'm not that good with X-Men.
I can't remember. I can't remember what it's called. Well, while Monty figures that out, it's the Wolverine, of course, you know, with the missing... hand and some attachments that you can put on there. And X-Man will be the first two from that series. I can't believe I can't remember the name of that series. That series was one of my favorites.
It wasn't Apocalypse or something, was it?
No. It's the one where, you know, like Cyclops had long hair and one eye.
Yeah, I remember.
I can't remember what it's called. Wait, hold on. See if I click on this, will it tell me?
I thought it was Age of Apocalypse.
It is. It's Age of Apocalypse. Okay. That's it. You got it.
Huzzah.
All right. So let me adjust.
So let me ask you this. For someone, because you've been to San Diego a bunch of times.
Yeah, regrettably.
overall, are you happy with the news that came out this year? Are you disappointed? Do you think it was kind of lackluster? What's your opinion on 2019 San Diego?
Well, it certainly had some, it certainly had a lot of things to talk about. You know, as far as news goes, there wasn't a lot of news. I mean, we talked about the movie releases and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I know we're running out of time here, but there's still so much product. We didn't even talk about Star Wars. Well, maybe what we'll do is we'll put a hold on that. I do want to say this, though. Clever on them. They put out a New Mutants figure, and you actually get three figures in the pack, but it's one figure. So you got to buy it three times, and you can make either Danny Moonstar. I can't remember the three characters' names.
Oh, that I won't remember off the top of my head.
It's Danny Moonstar. It's what's her name? The werewolf girl. And the other one is what I was thinking.
Was it Mara? The answer.
No. It's all three girls from New Mutants.
I don't know.
But it's kind of one figure, and you have extra hands and extra heads, so you can create the other figures. But I can't, for the life of me, cannot remember their name at the moment. So we'll skip that. Yeah, all right. We probably should wrap it up, Mr. Monty, and we may have to just hit on Star Wars and if there's anything else that we missed. Hey, did you hear about some things at San Diego that you think we've missed or left out of our coverage? Give us a call over at the GVM line.
201-730-2547.
And you might hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Hell yes. So I think I hear the wrap-up music playing. You hear it right now too, right, Kev?
I don't hear it, no.
No, it's there. You just gotta, you're not paying attention, that's all.
I don't hear it. I'm paying perfect attention.
All right, well.
I don't hear a thing.
All right. Maybe it's in your other good ear. You can catch us every week at bkgeekstuff.com. Make sure to subscribe to whatever your favorite podcast players are. Leave a nice review. That'd make me happy. It's almost my birthday. I would like a nice positive review. You can say good things about Kev and OG and bash me if you like, or say good things about the new mascot, whatever makes you happy.
You're Kev, trying to force this mascot issue. It's not going to work. Just saying.
I'm saying there's a chance.
Not when we have sandwich.
Very slim chance.
While we have sandwich. All right.
Well, let's real quick. You want to pimp out the
sandwich contributes other than noise to the show. So
Rocky brings morale.
He's got the leg up.
Rocky brings morale. Well, Rocky has four legs, so he's already winning there. Talk about the contest real quick, Kev.
Right. You want to check out the video released by Sideshow Collectibles, which showcases all of the releases for Hot Toys that are coming up. And you want to send in your answer to the question, which ones of these amazing collectibles shown at the Sideshow booth for Hot Toys this year is a must-have for me, meaning ones I'm going to buy. And here's a clue. The answer is it's definitely more than one.
Well, there you go. And your social media info.
I am Big Kev GS over on the Xbox One network, where I am playing Red Dead Redemption with E-Rock and Cousin Dave and occasionally the sandwich. And everywhere else, I am BK Geek Stuff, I think.
There you go. OG's information is GeekStuffOG at Twitter, Instagram, and also on Twitch. You can find me as Monty's Mayhem on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and also, I guess, lynda.com, because I need to learn how to do all this audio recording, mixing things at the same time.
What's lynda.com? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's a great site to learn how to do like software or hardware, how to learn certain computer programs.
I see.
It's like a subscription-based service. So they're not sponsors. They'd be nice. But it is a good website that's worth checking out.
Sure.
With that, Big Kev.
And with that, Mr. Monty, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. Episode 551.
Yep.
The one we're calling, or we have called, Just Take Our Money. The way we end some episodes by saying... control the respawn, Jeremy.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Change.